Is podcast helpful? You're listening to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. I'm your host, Lee Franklin, and this is episode number 1622.
A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode. Podbot.ai.
Michael Dean, co-founder of Pool Research, has always been a huge fan of listening to podcasts, finding it to be a far more enjoyable way to pass time when traveling than just listening to music. Most people spend anywhere from 60 to 150 minutes each day on their commute, or commute. Listening to podcasts can help to pass the time, making the experience much more pleasant. Jogging, driving, working, relaxing, whatever the circumstances, listeners will be able to get through an episode of podcasts without much effort. One can freely listen to podcasts when performing various everyday activities, like cleaning, driving, walking, working out, cooking, etc. Unlike written or visual content, podcasts are perfect for listening when you are on a treadmill in a gym, during the morning commute, plugging your headphones while doing a mop, and basically whenever a listener wants. You cannot watch videos when doing a lot of activities during your day, but a podcast is audio content you can listen to anytime, anywhere, and you can download to listen offline. The beauty of podcasting is the fact that the listener can download episodes and play them back at a convenient time of their choosing. If listeners subscribe to your podcast feed, they will be able to have episodes downloaded to their devices automatically every time you publish a new episode. If you need further convincing, remember, once people subscribe to your podcast, they will get notifications about new episodes on their feed. An important advantage to having a podcast is you can leverage that and drive your podcast listeners to your podcasting site, where they sign up for emails, which gives them more direct access to you. One way that podcasting is a great tool to teach is because podcasts are convenient. They are a way for a regular person to reach out to the masses without using a traditional media outlet. Podcasts are, at least, if they are going to succeed, informative, educational, or fun. This is because podcasts ask the listener to use his or her imagination, not spoon-feed consumers the content via a visual accompaniment. Because people listen to podcasts instead of watching, this forces listeners to use their imagination and construct the image in their minds. Podcasts engage several parts of the brain, forcing us to actively listen, especially since it is about a subject that we are actually interested in. In fact, studies have shown that your brain is more active while listening to podcasts compared to watching TV. The brain is a complex organ consisting of 3 parts and 4 lobes, and listening to podcasts may stimulate different areas of the brain depending on the topic. One study found that podcasts more strongly stimulated mental images than watching or reading, and caused listeners to pay closer attention. Podcasts let us be part of the content that we are listening to, and they prompt us to listen, to pay attention, and then to use our imaginations to create images of the stories you are hearing. A study in the Journal of Verbal Learning and Verbal Behavior suggests that listening to stories boosts visual processes in your brain. It is similar to listening to radio, but in podcasts, you get much more specific, insightful moments that are relevant. A podcast is less structured than a book, so there are more opportunities for interesting tangents and diversions, making for a more unpredictable listening experience. Unlike a blog reader, who skims through the post typically just looks at the headlines and images, rarely taking time to read through the full piece, a podcast listener is focused on the whole episode. Keep reading for a deep dive into the research behind what happens in your brain while listening to podcasts, and find out the best ways to enjoy your favorite podcasts without any of the flaws. Find your next great podcast listening spot on the Mindvalley podcast featuring Vishen Lakhiani, Mindvalley's CEO and founder, and Superhumans at Work featuring Jason Mark Campbell. Listening to podcasts hosted by entrepreneurs, CEOs, and other business professionals can provide valuable insights on your own business journey. In this article, I am going to demonstrate how podcasts in education increase accessibility and foster engagement. Using a podcast in your teaching can encourage your students to be engaged in your lessons, in your materials, and to never miss out on anything. Podcasts provide a new source of perspectives, opinions, and ideas you can utilize.
For the betterment of your company, podcasting is one way that you can market and speak up about your brand in the modern, digitally driven landscape. Podcasts can be used in schools, universities, or colleges with ease, engaging students, and improving teaching and learning practices. Podcasts in education are not being used fully, even in this 21st century, because many people are not even aware of the ways that individuals can benefit from podcasts for themselves and others. Stephen Light, Chief Marketing Officer and co-owner of Nola Mattress, is a passionate podcast listener, having found podcasts an enjoyable way of learning since getting bored with music on long drives and discovering podcasts. Whether you are in your house, out for a walk, in the car, in the shop, or anywhere else, it is easy as could be to slip in some headphones and listen to the latest episode of your favorite podcast. A 2016 study out of the University of California, Berkeley concluded that listening to narrative stories stimulates different parts of the brain. So, whether it is that adrenaline rush you get from a true crime podcast or the comedy podcasts that kickstart your endorphins, there is really something out there for everyone. Students are far more likely to listen and consume your stuff if they can podcast while they are on the bus, driving, washing dishes, or at the gym. Podcasting, much like videos, requires little reading and energy. However, podcasts do not produce the same visual fatigue or mind-numbing effects that videos do. These are a lot of minutes you could use a lot more efficiently listening to podcasts as you are driving, running, cleaning, or cooking, making optimal use of your time.
This was As Podcast Helpful? By the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 1622. My name is Lee Franklin, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.